President Bush this week faces his first presidential confrontation with scandal as the Justice Department begins a full investigation into reports that senior administration officials leaked information that exposed an undercover CIA operative. The leak was alleged to have been aimed at the operative's husband, former Ambassador Joe Wilson, a key critic of the president's policy on Iraq. FBI agents are on the case today, and the White House counsel last night sent a letter instructing staffers to cooperate. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
What does the memo say about how the investigation will proceed?
It comes from the White House counsel, Alberto Gonzalez. It's not a very long memo, just barely a page. It contains some very specific instructions. It tells all White House employees there are certain materials and documents they need to save, covering a period from February 1st of this year, that's a point when the White House was still aggressively making the case for war in Iraq, through the present. The memo tells staff they need to preserve electronic records, telephone logs and notes, correspondence, computer files, storage devices, diary and calendar entries that relate in any way to Ambassador Wilson, to his wife's, the word used is purported relationship with the CIA. And it says they need to identify any contact with the media on these topics.
Well, the president spoke publicly about the case yesterday during a stop in Chicago.
I don't know of anybody in my administration who leaked classified information. If somebody did leak classified information, I'd like to know it, and we'll take the appropriate action. And this investigation is a good thing. And again, I repeat, you know, Washington is a town where there's all kinds of allegations. You've heard much of the allegations. And if people have got solid information, please come forward with it.
President's not fond of taking questions, but he took some there.
It was a bit of a surprise. He spoke right after a meeting with some business leaders in Chicago, sandwiched between a couple of fundraisers. He did talk a day after letting his aides handle it for the first 24 or 36 hours. He clearly felt the need to get out there and to say he recognizes the seriousness of the offense and wanting to get to the bottom of it. But at the same time, he expressed his support for having the Justice Department look into this and not bring in an independent counsel of any kind.
Yes, Attorney General Ashcroft's Justice Department will be overseeing the investigation, and he has the power to appoint an independent prosecutor, but says he won't.
Right. No surprise there. No administration wants an independent counsel snooping around if they can avoid it. Ashcroft says the career prosecutors and professionals at justice, meaning those who are not political appointees, have the experience in handling sensitive national security issues and with issues where classified material has been illegally made public. But his spokesman did say yesterday that the door hasn't been closed completely on the possible appointment of a special prosecutor at some point in the future.
Well, Democrats say Ashcroft can't be independent enough. Here's House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi yesterday.
Given allegations about the involvement of senior White House officials and the past close association between the Attorney General and one of those officials, the investigation should be headed by a person independent of the administration.
Now, who are the individuals Pelosi's talking about?
The one individual she's referring to is obviously Karl Rove, the president's senior advisor. He's the top political strategist in the White House, and he's a longtime political consultant to Republicans. He's worked very closely with John Ashcroft throughout Ashcroft's political career. But also she's making the point that Ashcroft was appointed by the president, so he shouldn't be in charge of such a sensitive, serious matter, and that there is an inherent conflict of interest that will always leave questions.
As many as half a dozen journalists apparently were offered this information about the CIA operative, but refused to do stories. Any chance one of them will come forward about the source of the information?
Well, as you know, one of the core canons of the journalistic profession is not to reveal a source. So don't hold your breath waiting for one of the recipients of the leak to come forward. But it will be interesting to see when they do come forward and how they do report how they got this information. So far, it's just been senior administration officials who've been identified by Mr. Novak in his column. But others have pointed to the White House.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.